It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Joining me on the phone this morning to discuss election recounts is Christian County Clerk Kay Brown. Ms. Brown has held the elected office of County Clerk since 2003. Thank you for joining me this morning, Kay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, you've done a couple of recounts during your tenure, I think. Is that correct?
Oh, I've done several.
Well, can you fill us in on briefly on some of those that you've done? I know recently you did one for the sheriff's primary last August. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then what other offices have you had to do recounts in Christian County?
Well, last year we had the sheriff's race, the special election in August, and then April 8th, 2014, that election, there was a bond issue for the city of Nixa that was very close, so we did a recount for that. And August 3rd, 2010, there was a tight race between Barbie Stillings and Amy Russell for the circuit clerk's race. And those are just a few of them. Also, last year, in 2014, in August, the state mandated a recount for the Amendment 1 Farm Bill.
Okay.
It was pretty close. So those are some of the ones I've done.
So how close are we talking? Three or four votes? How close does a race have to be to get a recount?
Well, according to the statutes, if it's less than 1%, a candidate or say if it's a bond issue for Nixa, then the city clerk or the mayor, anyone that's affiliated with that question that was placed on the ballot can also request a recount. The recount has to be done after the election returns have been certified by the county clerk. And then within 5 days, a petition has to be filed with the circuit clerk to be given to the circuit judge. And the circuit judge will hear the petition and make the decision to have the recount.
So is that less than 1% of the total votes cast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Are the laws the same in every county in Missouri, or do they differ?
No, the laws that we follow are the same for every county for the state of Missouri.
Okay.
These are Missouri state statutes. Other states may very well vary on these statutes and how they do their recounts.
Okay. So when a recount is done, what staff is needed in order to make that happen?
Well, the judge actually, in every time I've had a recount, the judge or his secretary will call me and ask me, how many judges do I think I need to go over these returns and to get it done efficiently? And so generally, I usually have 16 judges.
Wow.
Equal number of Democrat to Republicans, and they go through the ballots as prescribed by the order of the court.
Right, right.
The judge will order how he wants it done or she wants it done.
And when you're talking about the 16 judges, you're talking about election judges, correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And those are people who have already been certified to work the polls for you.
Yes, I usually select the judges that have worked quite a while for me, and many of them have done recounts, and that does make it smoother and more efficient.
Right.
You know.
So do they get paid for helping you do those recounts?
Yes.
So
yes,
there's a cost to that as well.
Yes.
Approximately how much does it cost to do a recount?
Well, it varies on how much time the judges are here. And whether or not we feed them lunch, if they're here. Well, for instance, for the August 3rd, 2010 recount of the circuit clerk's race, we had 16 judges, and the cost was $15.49.50. So not quite $15.50.
Uh-huh.
And we bought lunch for them that day, and that was a long day. That was a full You know, they get paid $10 an hour to do that.
Okay.
And
so, I imagine that varies per county, or is that the same? Do you know?
That's just the what we set it at for a recount. Now, that my judges are not paid that on the day of the election that they serve as election judges, but due to the fact that this is a recount, and it's however long it takes to get through all the ballots.
Right.
And so
Christian County would pay for that, or the county where the recount is occurring pays for it then?
Yes. In each time I've had a recount, the circuit judge has always ordered that it be a hand count.
Mm-hmm.
And the circuit judge has also ordered that the county pay for that recount. And I think that is so that if the county does incur the cost, then, you know, the people that have ran for office have already incurred a lot of expense of running for office. And if they had to pay for that, it may prohibit them from being able to do that, to request that.
Right. Okay, so if you didn't do a hand count, what's another way to recount those ballots?
Well, for instance, they can do a machine count. And the state, in previous years, we had another amendment, I believe it was, that we had to do a recount, and the state requested that we do a machine count.
Mm-hmm.
And all that simply is just running the ballots through the machine again.
Okay.
And verifying that the tallies from the machines match what the recount is, or if there's any variation.
So have the results ever come out differently following a second count?
Well, sometimes they're the same, but other times it may vary some. With the sheriff's race that we had in 2015 and we had to do the recount, there was a difference of two votes. Originally, there were three votes difference between our current sheriff, Brad Cole, and Ralph Phillips.
Uh-huh.
Those were the two leading contenders. And when we did the recount, Ken Lavelle, who was also running for office, he received another vote, and then Ralph Phillips received another vote. So, yes, it didn't change the results,
right?
But there was a difference of two votes, and the reason for that, people say, well, why is it when you do a hand count, it can change? Well, we encourage and teach our judges to train our voters that the oval needs to be darkened completely for
right.
their selections. But sometimes the citizens will do a check mark or they'll do an X, and the scanner reads what's in the oval, and it has to be within the field that it can see it. And sometimes those check marks are not seen by the scanner.
Right.
But obviously with a total countywide election, and it's just a difference of two votes on a hand count, I'd say that's really quite accurate. I mean, I was very pleased.
Right, right. So are you ready for the upcoming election season?
Well, we are working fast and furiously to get everything squared away for that election. And, yeah, it's pretty busy.
I bet so.
We're receiving quite a few absentees in the mail, and I hope that we have a good turnout for August and November.
Great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, I just appreciate that you would want to hear from me. So thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're quite welcome. My guest this morning has been Kay Brown, Christian County Clerk. This and other Making Democracy Work programs can be found at ksmu.org. On behalf of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri, thank you for joining me and have a wonderful day.